You're listening to the number one station in the land and the number one program. Do I dare say that? Dr. Renee Boyce. She is here and ready and waiting to present to you another edition of the Better Health Radio Show. And I need to also mention the fact that she is also still beaming from yesterday's grand event. Not the birthday of Barbados, that's tomorrow. The birthday of a young lady by the name of Renee Boyce. Dr. Boyce, good evening to you. Hope you had a wonderful birthday yesterday, please.
Gretchen, good evening to our listeners. Gretchen is right. I am still reeling from the celebrations. I had a wonderful birthday. And I did remark to some close friends and family that my birthday was made special, not because it was my birthday, but by my friends, my family, my patients. My patients did some wonderful things for me, and I appreciate them all. And I hope that they're going to join in for our show this evening, because this evening is the Better Health Radio Show, helping you to live your best life, but the Independence Edition. And traditionally on the show, we've had our end of year quiz, but being the patriotic human being that I am, I have taken it upon myself to create a, I don't want to say simple, that would be lame, a quiz with a few easy questions, but they have a twist of health. So there's questions interspersed on Barbadian history, but there are some of them that are related to health. So I hope that you will be calling in to answer our questions just for the fun of it and for learning. So we want to see who, oh, as usual, before we go, I have to send out a shout out to Miss Bishop. She is Sherry and Arthur's mummy, and she listens to the show. She's a big fan of the show, I've heard. So good evening to you, Miss Bishop. I hope that you are listening in, and I hope that you will call in as well and answer one of our questions. So if you want to call into the studio, 434-1790. And if you want to send your answer via WhatsApp to Grayston over there at VOB, that would be 266-4862. So to call in, 434-1790 and 266-4862. Now the questions start fairly simply and progressively get harder, but in between the hard ones, there are some easy ones. So who is going to be the first? Who is going to be the brave one to take the easiest question on our list this evening?
I think I've got a caller here already. Do you wish for me to engage them, or you want to ask the question first?
No, let's engage them first. They might run.
Let's. Very good evening to you. You're they've disappeared. Yep, they've gone. They've gone.
So I'm so sad.
Yeah. Well, wait. Somebody's coming again. So let's see if we can access them. Very good evening to you. You're listening to the Voice of Barbados.
Peace be unto you, Grayston.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
To the staff and everyone. I'm calling to wish Dr. Boyce happy belated birthday. Greetings. I bless you. I wish you a blessed and spiritual birthday and all God's blessings. And may he grant you many more birthdays to come. I pray wisdom, understanding, and kindness as you are always. Thank you very much, and thank you for every Sunday, you know, religiously educating us on our health and how we should look after our bodies. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Okay, and thank you. Don't run, Gail. Don't run.
You know my name, too.
More than that, she's got a question for you, too, I'll bet.
Yes, please.
Correct. Question number one. When did Barbados become an independent nation?
In 1966.
Mm-hmm.
November 10th.
What's the date?
November 10th.
Yes, that is correct. Yes, see, I told you, you're lucky you're the first. You got the easiest question. That is correct.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Gail.
And you're welcome.
Yes, and thank you for, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your well wishes.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. One question gone. Who will be the brave person?
And we have
person?
About 35 questions.
All right. Let's get to it then. I've got another caller here. Let me see if I can access them. Good evening. Are you with us?
A blessed pre-independence evening to you and yours.
Thank you kindly.
Very happy birthday, belatedly.
To the doctor, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
make her happy and answer a question. You're going to do
question
that?
Question number two. You ready?
I'm listening.
She's ready for you, Doc. Go ahead.
Who is the current Minister of Health, and we want his full title?
Minister of Health? Oh.
Yes?
Colonel Jeffrey Bostick.
No, we want the full title. You got the right person, but we want his full title.
You can't be so hard, don't you?
No.
Doc, you can't be so hard. Thank you kindly. Well, very well.
Ms. Bartz, that's what you wanted?
Lieutenant Colonel.
Yes, that's what she wanted.
That's a little closer to what I wanted.
But you wanted more than that, Doc? She said Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick.
Yes, so you are correct. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, he worked hard to earn his title. So he is Lieutenant, whichever you choose to pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Lieutenant Colonel, the Honorable Jeffrey Bostick, MP.
Fair enough.
Here's
but you're correct. You have the right person.
One last question on that issue before you go, Mom. Where did he go to school?
Pardon?
Where did he go to school? Secondary education.
You went to St. Leonard?
No, you're incorrect on that one.
Okay.
But the good doctor will tell you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you kindly.
I'll listen.
All right. No problem. Doc, where did the good gentleman go to school? You don't want to, after the words, I'll tell you, I'll help you. There's a school at the bottom of Waterford. What's it called again, Doc? She's rolling her eyes, yes.
I live in St. Lucie.
He attended Coppermere. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay, we are on to question number 3. I am not going to give away the questions. I want the callers to join us here on the show. So far, we've had correct answers, so we're doing well.
All right, let's try this third call then. Yes, please. Good evening.
Good evening.
All right, listen for the doc.
Yes, good evening. Let's have your answer to our third question. Please give us the names of 5 of our national heroes.
The names of 5 of our national heroes are Ira Walton Barrow, Sir Gary Sobers, Duncan O'Neill, Samuel Jackman Prescott, Clement Payne.
Yes, we want to say congratulations to the person in the background.
You heard her too.
Yes. Yes, you are correct. Those are 5 of our national heroes. And perhaps if we have time later on, we'll ask somebody to give us the other 5. But you are correct.
Thank you most kindly, Doc.
Have a good evening.
Yes, and feel free to call back in later on again.
All right.
All right, so we are on to question number 4.
Mm-hmm. I don't see a light glowing, so you want to give the question first, or you still want to wait for a call?
I'm telling you, if I give the question, nobody's going to call.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, I hope they call, because if they don't call, you'll probably ask me, and I don't want you to ask me, so I hope they call.
That was my plan. That was my plan. So we're doing the Better Health Radio Show today, and today in honor, in tribute to our nation's independence, which we will celebrate tomorrow, we are doing the independence edition of our radio show. So far we've had some fairly easy questions, and everybody so far has gotten the answers correct. And in another 30 seconds, Geisten, and we don't have a caller, I'm going to ask you our next question, which is question number 4.
All right. So those of you who listen religiously every Sunday, 434-1790. The good doctor is asking that you come and give her a call to see if you can answer these easy questions in the beginning. If you don't do it, then I'll have to embarrass myself and try to answer them. But go ahead, Doc. Hold on, Doc.
I believe you,
Hold on, there's somebody calling. There are 2 people calling. Hold on. Let's see if we can get this one quickly. Very good evening to you. You're listening to The Voice of Barbados.
Yes, good evening.
Yes, please. Saved by the good caller. Doc, all yours.
Yes. Question number 4. When was the first National Heroes Day celebrated?
Why was it celebrated?
No, when?
When? When?
I think, oh dear, that's a good one. I think 1998, was it?
That is correct. And if you know the date?
April the 28th.
Absolutely correct.
If you can see her caller, she's actually jumping up and dancing like woohoo. Yes, thank you.
Yes, you are caller. Absolutely correct, sir.
All right, thank you very much.
And don't forget, you can try again.
And you can. Yes, you can.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you kindly, sir.
I see. All right.
Yes, you saved me. Yes, you did. Yeah, so okay. Come back again and save me again. Huh?
I hear you.
All right. All right, we're doing well. So far, we've gotten every question correctly. When I say we, I mean the public versus you.
Yes.
All right.
The callers.
Yep. Good.
Yes.
Good. Glad to hear
so
that.
So it's 4-0 so far.
Wonderful. And you said that you were starting with the easy ones. All right.
Yes. And interspersing the more difficult questions are still some easy questions. Questions about Barbados. So any true Barbadian should know the answers to these questions. And many of these questions are being asked on several...
Stop, Doc. So if you don't know it or if you can't remember, you're not a true Barbadian. I don't like that leading statement. I don't.
Correct.
All right.
So we are doing the health edition. All right.
Go ahead.
I don't want to scare the callers with the question. Okay, I'll give question number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. When was the Queen Elizabeth Hospital first opened? When was the Queen Elizabeth Hospital opened?
Wow. All right. Let's take a stab at this.
And I'm sure that somebody is Googling it.
Yes, that's the fear I have, that more, because this is the same thing I was going to do. And in fact, we have something planned, now that you're doing this, we have something planned either late this year or early next year along these same lines with myself and the others from Lyrical Interpretations. They don't know it yet, but I'm telling you now. And that is something we have to get rid of or try to minimize the Googling of stuff. But I was going to try to answer your question, but I've got a caller on the line. So let's see if we can access them quickly and say a very good evening. Hello.
Good evening.
Yes, please. Doctor can hear you.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
So question number 5. Good evening. Yes, thank you for calling. Question number 5. When was the Queen Elizabeth Hospital opened?
1964.
Yes. Can you remember the month and date?
I don't remember the month and date, but I know for sure it's 1964.
Yes, you are correct. It is 1964, and I'll tell you, it was November the 14th, 1964.
Wasn't it called something before the Queen Elizabeth Hospital?
Pardon?
Wasn't it called something before
back
that?
In that era.
Wasn't it called the General Hospital or something like that before? I think it was.
Oh, the hospital was known as the General Hospital.
Right, I think it
oh,
was.
Oh, yes.
Right, so there you go. I remember.
So, I can explain.
Thank you kindly for getting the answer correctly. Please try again, just in case
you're
she
welcome.
Wants to stump me.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, ma'am, take care. All right, Doc, so we're doing pretty okay.
So we're on Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Let's stay there. What's the motto of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital? I would be very impressed if somebody were to give me the motto in Latin, but if you can give it to me in English, I don't mind either.
I haven't
What is the motto of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital?
Somebody better save me quickly, because I haven't got a clue what it is.
Yeah.
Have not got a clue.
So, in full disclosure, there is.
Okay. And nobody's even trying to help
there
me.
There is a motto for the Queen Elizabeth Hospital.
I don't see the line going. I don't see the
You're
WhatsApp going.
Going.
nobody's lending
You're
a hand. Nobody's lending a hand.
All right, so come, Grayston. That's your fault. You're the only one there in the studio.
You're going to give us a hint? Because I honestly have no idea as to what it possibly could be. As a matter of fact, I feel almost embarrassed. I didn't even know it had a model, to be quite honest with you. So I have no idea.
Dear.
Wait a minute. You mean no?
Yeah,
other...
as you walk into the hospital.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. Apparently, no other Barbadian knows too.
Maybe nobody has, really paid attention.
Maybe.
I don't know. No, but there's somebody out there that knows what the motto for the Queen Elizabeth Hospital is. Somebody must know.
And I want somebody to call and answer this question, because I don't want you to win any questions against us. So you hold on. Somebody's calling.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if they can help us. Good evening. Yes, please.
Good evening. Good evening.
Go right ahead. The doctor can hear you.
The motto of the hospital is an unbroken chain unites us.
Yes, that is correct. An unbroken chain unites us. And the Latin is irruptor tenet copula.
Yes.
Thank you kindly, caller.
Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for calling and saving Greston.
Yes, she did. She did. She did.
All right.
She did.
So here we go.
Give me that again before you move on, Doc.
Section.
Before you move on, you said the answer
is
what again?
An unbroken chain unites us.
Unites us. All right. Now, I hope you put that to memory because I didn't know that before. All right. Carry on smartly.
Question number 7. We're 1/5 of the way. How many polyclinics are there on the island? And of course, you know, the question is going to come right behind that.
I think I know the answer.
So
to this
one. Counting.
I think
start
I know the answer
on those
one.
Fingers.
I don't think I have to count on the fingers. You want me to answer, or are you waiting for a call to come through and answer?
5 seconds for a caller, and let's see if there are any callers. If not, it's at you.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, I haven't seen anybody. But, we've got a caller. Hold on. Oh, we've got two. So let's see if we can get them up here very quickly. Good evening. Can you hear us?
I can hear you loud and clear, Gregson. And
wonderful.
I'm laughing.
You're laughing? You're laughing with me or at me? Which one?
No, I'm laughing with you because just now you're probably going to be laughing at me.
No, not at all. Any help I get, but I think I know this one. And if you say the same number that I think in my head, I will tell her. And if we are both correct, she has to give us both a prize. But anyhow,
yeah,
you go ahead.
I'm thinking 7.
You're thinking 7?
Yes.
Are you thinking, Reggie?
I'm thinking 9.
You got 9? Okay.
I didn't count.
9 is correct.
I'm thinking 9. I didn't count.
9
I'm thinking 9.
I missed 2 then.
But caller, you don't go because you're going to get the second half of those questions.
Yeah,
of the
you
question.
Want me to name them, right, Dr. Boyce? Yeah. So.
Not all of them.
Okay. Well.
Okay. So seven. Hold on. 7 of these polyclinics are what we call eponyms, meaning that they're named after individuals. Mm-hmm. I want you to give me 5 of them, and their previous names.
Whoa, this lady is a hard taskmaster.
You know, Gregson, that is.
Okay, fine. I relent. Just give me 5.
Eunice Gibson.
That's one.
Warren, formerly Warren.
So what was that? Okay, so what? Thank you.
At least I know that one.
Yeah, so do I.
The one in St. John, the David Thompson. Is it just
Health and Social Services Complex?
Yes, formerly the St.
Yes.
John Clinic.
That's 2.
What's Black Rock named after?
Branford.
What's his name again?
I think it's Branford Tate. If I'm
yes, the Branford mm-hmm. Tate Polyclinic.
That's
formerly
3.
The Black Rock Polyclinic.
You help me, I'll help you.
Yeah, thank you. The Randolph Phillips.
Mm-hmm, that's 4.
Formerly Enmore, at least I think. How many
Enmore?
Enmore was in Bridgetown,
wasn't
it?
Enmore?
Randolph Phillips is up where Oyster.
Randolph Phillips is in Christchurch.
Oh, that's Christchurch. That's Christchurch. Oh yeah, Greston. That's my number 8 then. Well, the one Enmore is.
Well,
Randolph Phillips would have been the Oysters Polyclinic then,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So that, how many is that? 5? I got 5.
That's 4 we have.
No, that's 4.
All right. So, Sir Winston Scott.
That's another one.
You'll
take that, Doc?
That was Enmore, formerly Enmore.
Right.
That's 5.
Winston Scott Polyclinic.
Winston Scott.
Maurice Beyer. I think I remember that one as well.
Yeah, Maurice Beyer. Yeah, that's in St. Yes. St. Peter.
Peter, correct, right.
St. Peter Polyclinic, yes.
So together we defeated her.
And Edgar Cochrane.
Edgar Cochrane, that's the one in St. Philip.
Where's that one, Doc?
No, that's Wildy.
Oh,
Wildy St. Michael.
Okay, so that's my number 9, because I didn't have that one, yeah. Okay. And the one in St. Philip is what then?
Right, and the others, St. Philip.
Right.
That one doesn't have a name as yet.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
St. Philip, Glebe, and... St. Philip and Glebe are the ones left to be named, I believe.
Yes. So, I didn't do too bad after
no,
all.
No, we conquered the question.
No, you didn't.
You see this thing, you know? Lord.
Belated happy birthday, Dr. Boyce. Yes.
Thank you so much.
November. Yeah, and I agree totally with everything Gail said.
She was a happy camper yesterday, trust me.
Yes. Good evening.
Thank you so kindly for your call. All right, we're going smoothly. We're not embarrassing you, are we, Doc? We are still remembering some stuff that you... All right,
it's
wonderful. Glad to
hear that. All about learning. All right, so we're on to questions 9 and 10, and these are questions of nationhood. So from the smallest child in reception all the way up to our centenarians should be able to get these next two questions. I'm going to put them together.
All right, we've got a caller.
What are the colors of our national flag?
We've got a caller. A very good evening to you.
Hi, good evening.
Hello, can you hear us? All right, seems that person has left us. All right, go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, so I'm going to give the question, what are the colors of our national flag and what do these colors represent?
Now somebody's going to get this.
What are the colors of our national? Yes.
I was waiting for a call, but I don't see the light going, and I think this one... So, but you said the smallest child would get it. Is that what you said?
Of course, because all the children at primary school know that's what they're doing. You know, they're preparing their independence, or they would have been preparing their independence flags and doing their songs and so on.
Okay.
Traditionally, so
all right,
Gregston.
Yes, please.
What are the colors?
Can we buy some more time?
What are the colors of...
Go ahead.
No, we can't. We have so many questions to get to.
All right.
All sorts of things.
Colors of the flag.
Colors of the flag.
Blue.
And what do they represent?
Wow. Somebody's calling, Doc. I was just about to tell you, but somebody's calling.
You know, okay. you got away, Gregson, because I was just waiting on you.
Hang on. A very good evening to you. Mm-hmm. Can you hear us?
Yes, good evening.
Yes, please. The good doctor has a question for you, question. Yes, go ahead, please.
Marine, gold, and black.
Yes.
And black.
That is correct. And not Gregston. Gregston was dead wrong.
I was going to say blue, right?
You said blue.
Gold represent the sand.
Uh-huh.
The aquamarine represent the sky, and the black is the trident. Right?
That's good enough for you, doctor.
You're almost correct. No. Because the color is not aquamarine, it's ultramarine.
Right?
That's ultramarine.
Yeah.
Right. And the ultramarine represents the sea and the sky.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. But other than that, you were correct.
Thank you.
All right, ma'am. Thank you kindly.
Yes, so- thank you for calling, and call back again. The questions aren't going to get much harder.
So when I look at the flag and I see blue, and I'm just, don't ever call
it blue.
It is not blue. Just don't ever call it blue. Say ultra.
Please, not for me to hear. Not for me to hear.
Very well, Doc. No problem. Go ahead with your next question.
List the 11 parishes of Barbados.
I'm going to wait kindly for a call on that one.
But these questions are so
yes, I know, but I want to make stars of other people. So we're going to get them on the line like we do now and say a very good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening.
Did you hear the question from the good doctor?
Okay, good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. The St. Lucy, St. Peter,
yes.
St. James, St. Michael, St. Thomas, St. George, St. Joseph, St. John, Christchurch, St.
Yes, I believe that's all.
Andrew,
did you say St. Michael?
Yeah, she said St. Michael, but I knew
Saint
she was
Michael
missing
and
one.
Oh, shoot.
I know she was missing one because I was counting on my fingers and I only got 10. Yes, St. Andrew. And don't ever forget St. Andrew.
Uh-huh. And look at which one you missed.
That was very good.
Gretchen lives in St. Andrew.
I don't understand. She's forgetting St. Andrew. You know, the reason why I like this is because, like I told you just now, Doc, I know you didn't know, but you were going to be one of the guests on the program we were looking to implement along this same line of testing your knowledge and that sort of stuff on anything under the sun. And now that you've done it here, I might as well tell everybody, at some time in the future, we are going to do a program like this. And the good doctor will be one of the panelists. She didn't know before tonight, but she knows now. And we'll be testing people's general knowledge and trivia and that sort of stuff. Now, madam, you just mentioned the the 11 parishes in Barbados, and you named them correctly. Did you know, or rather, let me put it in a question form, how many parishes were there?
No, I don't know that one. I don't know that.
There weren't always 11.
No.
And I just gave you the answer, by the way. Originally, there were six. There were six parishes.
Yeah.
There were six parishes. Lakes of St. George and St. Thomas didn't exist, and then they later were formed, and then we ended up with 11 parishes. So I'm glad that the good doctor started this, because we can do it another time.
I learned something. Program.
Yes, we will all learn something on that occasion, like we're learning now. But the thing about it tonight is to make sure that the good doctor does not prevail.
Yes.
Right.
Can you call again? Or only
yes, you can.
Time?
By all means.
Yes, please.
When you hear me struggling and sinking, that's the time to call back and save us.
Okay.
Thank you kindly. Have a good evening.
Welcome.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Doc. Go ahead again, please.